From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ASEAN and East Asian leaders meeting in Laos.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
President Obama in a speech today in Laos addressing America's responsibility in a bombing campaign during the Vietnam War. He is the first American president to visit the landlocked Southeast Asian nation. The president announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear the bombs dropped by U.S. forces in the 1960s and 1970s.
Today I stand with you in acknowledging the suffering and sacrifices on all sides of that conflict. And from the anguish of war, there came an unlikely bond between our two peoples.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated, and the lingering threat has slowed development in the country. He met earlier with his Lao counterpart, President Bunyang Vorachit. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama is also expected to call for congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, which is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential candidates. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui announced Tuesday that Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen to end an hours-long overnight militant siege in central Kabul that left six people wounded. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in the capital city. The charity said Tuesday the attackers targeted what is believed to be an Afghan government compound located close to its office in Kabul. It said the CARE compound sustained damages but confirmed all its staff have been safely evacuated and are accounted for. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches on Tuesday. The North fired three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday from a site along its eastern coast. Leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday called for continued missile and nuclear testing in defiance of UN sanctions. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said Pyongyang views itself as a regional nuclear power.
Kim Jong-un is offended by not being invited to the G20. After all, he is a great nuclear power now. To us, that sounds ironic, but to him, I think he believes that now that he has nuclear weapons, he should be treated as a peer of China and the United States.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave threat to Japan's national security. The U.S. denounced the latest firings as reckless. A series of bombings claimed by Islamic State killed at least 48 people across Syria Monday. The bombs occurred as Presidents Obama and Putin, meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, failed to find agreement on how to end the violence. President Putin said, "I really hope that if we reach an agreement, and I have grounds to believe that it can happen in the next few days, we will be able to talk about significantly improving and intensifying our cooperation with the U.S. on fighting terrorist organizations, including those operating in Syria." The World Food Program reports it has distributed food to more than 30,000 people in a northern Iraqi town that has been under occupation by Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The northern Iraqi town of Kayara, 60 kilometers south of Mosul, has been inaccessible to aid workers for more than 2 years. Battle lines have shifted, and the Islamic State has lost its grip over this town, making it possible for the World Food Program and other agencies to deliver aid to thousands of hungry, deprived people in and around the area. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says last week, WFP and its partners were able to assess the humanitarian situation. An additional $106 million is needed to help increasing numbers of displaced people until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Now, the World Food Program says that aid agencies report they are scaling up their operations in preparation for the long-anticipated military offensive by Iraqi government forces to try to retake the city of Mosul from IS. The United Nations warns 2 million people are likely to flee the ensuing conflict. China has underscored its resolute opposition to any form of Hong Kong independence following legislative election results showing pro-democracy candidates winning 30 of 70 seats. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.